Podcasting from Wilson High School, the home of the Trojans, this is From India to Indiana. This episode is about hard work and the immigration process. We are focusing on the story of Tulip Nadeau and his wife. I am your host, Olivia, a student here at Wilson, recording alongside my fellow classmates, Ryan and Sammy.
Let's start our podcast by talking about Tulip and his exciting journey to the United States.
Stay focused. Keep your ears and eyes open. This is a country of opportunities. Stick it out. Work hard and you will reap the benefits. Tulip Nadeau. Tulip Nadeau has an immigration story unique to most in our common society. His life in his home country was safe, full of luxury, and rich in culture. His decision to move to the United States was based solely on his interest in the lifestyle and the extensive educational opportunities. In 2010, Tulip left his home in the economic capital of India, the city of Bombay, in pursuit of greater education. He had heard stories from his cousins who were studying in the United States about college life and the great opportunities. He had always wanted to experience living like a typical American college student. Upon discovering the support and programs within his field of study, he decided to act upon his dream and give the new culture a try. Tulip's journey began when he was 24 years old. He came to America to obtain a second degree and to continue furthering his education. He was entering the States for the first time, full of assumptions from the stories he had heard about the culture and the way of life. His hope was to achieve the American dream, a desire similar to that of most immigrants. Back in India, life for Tulip was pampered and family-oriented. He had a large house, a huge family influence, and the exposure to amazing food and the vibrant culture, starting at a very young age. There were no distinct factors pushing him to leave his home country, but there was the strong pull and inclination to move to America. There were so many quality education opportunities, and the idea of making a life for himself away from his family thrilled him. He traveled to America with his wife, Shaylee. They started their new life in Indiana so he could further his studies at the Purdue University in Indianapolis and eventually acquire a job. Tulip noticed that the major boundary he faced was cultural. He had never been exposed to the Western culture in its entirety, and he feared that his customs wouldn't easily align with those in America. When interviewing Tulip, he spoke out about a hardship he had been facing. Tulip said, "One of my biggest struggles coming to the United States is the feeling of being left out. My home is full of festivals and great food, and I miss the feeling of home." The culture in the United States is so different from his home, and being away from his family is a boundary that isn't easily passed. In addition to his fear of missing out, entering the United States is an extensive and tedious process. Historically, the United States has limited the amount of immigrants able to obtain visas, and over the years, this number has decreased drastically. The process has continued to become more selective because of the amount of illegal immigrants obtaining green cards through fraud. The first step in Tulip's journey was applying for his F1 education visa. This was simple solely because he had his university acceptance letter prior, meaning he only needed an interview before obtaining his visa. After his studies ended, in order to stay in the United States, Tulip needed a work visa and an employer to sponsor him. Visas expire in as short as 3 years, and they often require going home as part of the renewal process. Tulip was lucky with the simplicity of getting his visas, but most people entering the United States do not have that luck. On average, it takes 7 to 9 years for the average Indian American immigrant to obtain their green card and complete the required steps. Tulip and his wife have had a very successful move to the United States. After getting over the visa inconveniences and the cultural boundaries, their life has been full of excitement. After years of living in the United States, there was an eagerness to share that he bought a house, and you can say that's living the American dream, Tulip happily exclaimed. Although moving to a new place can be very difficult, Tulip was fortunate to have great educational opportunities, and he is on his way to creating a life for himself. His story is filled with passion and hard work towards his studies. He worked for all of his achievements and has continued to push himself and start his own life.
Wow, I just love Tulip's story. It motivates me to work hard as a student. I'm curious to learn more about India, and I'm sure you are too. So let's hear from Ryan about the history of India.
Push away the past, that vessel in which all emotions curdle to regret. Chita Banerjee Devakaruni. In 1947, India became an independent country. Now it has grown to be the third largest and one of the most beautiful countries in Asia. India is home to over 1.2 billion people, making up 16% of the world's population. India is divided into 28 states and 7 union territories. In 1956, Delhi became one of those unions and was called New Delhi. The most prominent languages in India are English and Hindi, the official language, which is Hindi. India engages in 4 main religions: Hinduism, Islam, Buddhism, and Christianity, the dominant religion practice being Hinduism. The average Indian only earns about $100 a month. Nearly 300 people in India fall below the poverty line. One of India's greatest strengths is their extensive manpower. India is full of young adults educated with a quick adaptability to acquire multiple disciplines of skills. India is home to a wide industrial base with the capacity to produce top-of-the-line items. In addition, India has a wide education network. India churns out 500,000 graduates each year, and that is about 13% of the teenagers in India. People in India are typically very hard workers. If you go to India, you will see women bearing baskets on their heads and men on bikes hauling huge carts. The number of poor in India below the poverty line is a big weakness for India as a whole. This was pegged at about 22% of the population. As well, India's healthcare needs a massive revamp with training and hygienic habits. An estimated 1 in 4 children under the age of 5 suffer from stunting, a form of malnutrition in which children are shorter than normal for their age. Also, less than half of Indian households have toilets, which equates for bad hygiene habits. Lastly, India needs a major boost to renovate the infrastructure to help bear weight on the rapidly growing economy. The economy is in fourth place for the fastest growing economy in the world. While many Indian citizens are working hard to get a better life, others are working multiple jobs just to pay the bills. Now onto the immigration aspect of this segment. There were 2.4 million Indian immigrants resident in the United States as of 2015, making India the second largest immigration group after Mexico. In 2016, Indians were the top recipients of the high-skilled H-1B temporary visas and were the second largest group of international students in the United States. The United States is the third most popular destination for Indian immigrants worldwide after the United Arab Emirates and Pakistan, India's neighboring country. Immigrants from India mainly reside in California and New Jersey. In the end, India is steadily on the rise in their economy. That doesn't mean India is doing well as a country, though. India still has a lot of things that they need to fix, like training and their hygienic habits. Overall, India is steadily on the rise in their economic growth, but do not have the resources to keep up with it. Hopefully, one day, India will one day be one of the top economies in the world.
Wow, those are some really interesting facts. I will definitely research more about India, and I hope you guys will too. Let's hear from Olivia about the current events going on in India.
Foreigners from India are the second largest immigrant group, and the majority of them are young and highly educated. As of 2015, 2.4 million Indians have immigrated to the United States. According to Jean Zong and Jean Batalova, the median household income for Indian immigrants in 2015 was much higher than that of the overall foreign and native-born populations. This is happening because most of the immigrants are educated more so than the native-born. Indians are highly educated because it's a normal necessity for them and is a significant part of their culture. Nearly half of Indians who have obtained lawful permanent residency in the United States, known as receiving a green card, did so through an employer sponsorship. The impact of this makes native-borns resent Indian immigrants for stealing their jobs according to their higher education, which is a common theme in history. Another news outlet reports that some immigrants and their families weren't financially supported in the necessary ways they needed, which led them to immigrating to America in hope for a higher education. Abolish, a 22-year-old Hyderabadi student, states, "Since they could afford my education, my dad suggested I go to America for higher studies." When Abolish landed in the continent, him and other students were stopped by officers in the airport. Abolish says, "This was the worst experience ever in my life, as they were rude to all of us. It was very embarrassing, as there were many people from India at the airport." Historically, this form of exclusion towards immigrants isn't something new. Coming back to Americans' resent towards Indians' immigrants, Americans seem to disclude immigrants when they thrive better in our country than ourselves. This is significant because there are many different views that India has towards the United States and many diverse stories of immigration. Ultimately, one might conclude that not everyone is as lucky as Tulip. As suggested in the current events, it's a repetitive theme that immigration is hard on anyone and Americans don't make that process any easier. In the Chinese Exclusion Act, it affected the Chinese in immense ways, from the cruelty similar to the struggles of the other immigrants. Not all immigrants are welcomed by the citizens of the United States, which can be extremely difficult for the immigrants and will take a great deal of hard work.
While these immigration stories seem to reoccur throughout history frequently, there is hope for change in our society.
Thank you for listening to From India to Indiana with Olivia, Ryan, and Sammy. If you like our show and want to hear more, check out anchor.fm or leave us a review on iTunes. Join us for our next episode when we talk a little bit more about Indian immigration.